Welcome, everyone. Thank you very much for joining our ICANN 68 coordination group call on the 14th of May. In that sense, I would like to look and go over quickly the agenda. We'll have some welcoming remarks by Sally Costerson and myself. Then the ICANN 68 plenary sessions, scheduling with Tanzania, and programming by Mary Wong. A short update on the technical matters for the ICANN 68. Tanzania will then look to schedule the updates, and we'll have any other business. So to that extent, I'd like to see if I could first turn it over to Sally Costerson for some comments, and then I'll talk a little bit about Prep Week. Sally?
Thanks very much, David. Thank you, everybody, for coming together. It's great to have you all with us again today. Very much looking forward to your getting your priorities, especially on the discussion around the plenary sessions. And I know I saw in the email we've been having some discussion about how we're going to, who's going to organize what. So hopefully we'll be able to have quite a sort of good quality discussion about that on today's call. And obviously the more we can put to solidify this process, the earlier we can get input from everybody that we need to help us. And looking forward to a productive call. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally, and I thank everyone for working with our teams to get the scheduling in place. I would just like to remind people that our preparation week is going to be a little longer than usual, and we're scheduling now calls or information webinars from the 9th through the 18th of June. There'll be an announcement early next week about the program, some that are scheduled, others that are planned, and we'll be able to update you on a regular basis so that shortly you'll have a view of some of the information sharing webinars that are planned prior to ICANN 68. And to that extent, that will allow you to look at and select and plan your scheduling for that. Typically, we'll have pre-ICANN policy report, and that will be coming out as well, as well as a GNSO report on various issues and topics that they're working on as part of the preparatory material. And, of course, there will be a policy webinar for the update. With that, I want to turn it over to our next item on the agenda, ICANN 68, the plenary sessions, scheduling and programming. First to Tanzania King, please.
Thanks, David, and hello to everyone. I hope you guys are all doing well. The schedule that we have agreed to in terms of the days are going to be at the block 4, so 1300 in Kuala Lumpur time. And at the moment, we've placed those on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. This order sort of came from the priority level that came from your votes. It's not set in stone, so if for some reason you'd like to change the days that these fall on, we can absolutely discuss that. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Mary so she can talk with you about session development and running these three sessions. Mary?
Thanks, Tanzania. Hi, everybody. It's Mary. Hope you're all staying well and keeping safe. So while this is on screen, as Tanzania said, these are the three topics for the three proposed plenary sessions. You will no doubt remember that the first two topics are largely topics that had been suggested for ICANN 67. And at the time, your decision, as well as those of the other leaders, was let's not do plenaries for ICANN 67. Let's look at them again for ICANN 68. So here we are. So I don't actually want to talk at you. It really is, as Dean was asking on the email earlier today, we need to get planning on this. And obviously, as those of you who have been involved in previous sessions know, planning involves, you know, everything from what the format should look like. Should there be speakers? Do you want a moderator? What should be the scope of the discussion, et cetera, et cetera. And typically, We work with one or two community groups. These are generally the groups that suggested the topic in the first place, obviously, and perhaps it was a joint suggestion, or sometimes when the suggestion is made, another group will say, yes, we support, we're happy to be part of that session. So it's been a mix of things. I'll remind you, and please correct me if I get this wrong, that for the topic of DNS abuse as well as the Internet of Things, the original suggestions came largely from the CCNSO, and we did get support from groups like the ESSEC. So a couple of questions for this group, and hopefully you can let us know what you'd like to do so that we can get on with the programming and planning. One is that for the topic of DNS abuse, based on your previous discussions, the topic has perhaps expanded somewhat in to take into account, you know, obviously the current situation and developments. So the question there for you is, should we continue to work with the CCNSO and the ESSEC? And this is probably something that Katrina in particular, you might want to weigh in on. The second topic on the DNS and Internet of Things, I understand that there had been some early conversations between some folks in the CCNSO, and I believe it might have been the ISP constituency. This particular topic does not seem to have changed much in terms of scope or emphasis, but the same question, should we work with the CCNSO and whoever else they've reached out to? David and Tanzanika, maybe I'll stop here because the third topic is a little bit different, and that's the one that bubbled up in the last month or so. So if we could perhaps focus on the two plenary sessions that were previously suggested before moving to the third, I think that might be helpful.
Very good. Tanzanika, can you manage the queue? I'm somewhat hampered by that at the moment.
Absolutely. I see Manal has her hand up. Go ahead, Manal.
Thank you, Tanzanika, and thank you, Mary. I think the GAC would be interested to get involved at least in the DNS abuse session. So just flagging the interest for now, I'll be back to you with the exact name. Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. We will take that down. I see Jonathan next, and then Katrina.
Yeah, I thank you very much. Jonathan speaking. Just to essentially say, similar to Manal at this stage, I'll certainly be interested in contributing to that planning from a registries at least point of view, possibly contracted parties house point of view. But let me defer to Katrina. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Go ahead, Katrina.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hello, everyone. I was a little bit surprised to hear that we proposed DNS abuse and malicious registration, because to my knowledge, we haven't done that. So at least I wouldn't take the responsibility. But we did propose DNS and Internet of Things for the meeting in Cancun, together with ESSEC, because the key person who was very instrumental in writing that ESSEC document on DNS and Internet of Things, he works both for CCTLD community and apparently. So he was really very instrumental in having this session. We have reached out to him asking whether we should move forward with this session, with organizing this session. And, unfortunately, we haven't received a definite yes yet. We're looking forward. We hope to get that, and we will get back to you as soon as we hear from him. But at this moment, if there are other options, other topics you'd like to discuss, then probably we should start thinking about other things too, or maybe if somebody else can jump in and start organizing this session, then great. But DNS abuse, sorry, that's not our cup of tea. No, I mean we will gladly participate, but we were not the ones who had the original idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Katrina. Sebastian, I believe you're next.
Thank you very much, Tanzanika. Sebastian Machere speaking. Yeah, I guess at least my understanding is that in at large we have discussed this issue at length, and we have organized a meeting on that topic at the last ICANN meeting for at large, but it was quite open and a lot of participants. Therefore, I am sure that my colleague from ALAC will wish to be involved and eventually lead the team. We are really working on that, and I am sure that Jonathan Zook will be able to say more on that, but don't forget the end user. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Jonathan, I think you're next, and then Wolf. Or that, was that a leftover hand? Okay, I think Wolf, you're up.
Yeah, thanks. Tanzanika Gogoli speaking from the ISPs. So we definitely have an interest in the session of DNS and IoT things. And so we did not have yet any exchange with the CDNSO that might be in misinterpretation have been. But so we have been working something in the technical area of that, so we could participate in that. I wouldn't say at the moment that we haven't a one, you know, who is going to, who could lead that, but we are willing now to cooperate also in the organization of these things. And I would like just to feedback to my community and to talk about with them, so, and then provide a name who will be responsible from our side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So it sounds like we have just about every group interested in this topic, which is not surprising. I see another hand up. Joanna, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Just very briefly to compliment everything that's been said by my at-large colleagues. We've also been discussing the issue of individual rights or individual concerns with regard to DNS abuse and COVID-19. I understand that this would be in line with Manal's suggestions or the GAP proposal, so in that sense we would be happy to coordinate working with other groups if there is an end-user perspective in terms of rights and protecting individuals from DNS abuse in this specific context. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary, go ahead.
Yeah, and I typed in the chat, but I guess I should have said it. Maybe, hopefully, it was just so obvious I didn't need to say it, that working with the groups that have volunteered to plan out the session, we would typically, obviously, then help them scope out the topics, any subtopics, issue invitations to speakers, and so on. And my sense from working with this group and, you know, all the other groups previous has been that the idea is to be as inclusive as possible in terms of making sure that different viewpoints can be represented, that it's, none of the sessions are in any way an advocacy piece for any viewpoint or group, and to allow for ample time for discussion, questions, answers, and other interactions. So I guess I'm just repeating that to hopefully as assurance, and I don't see that we're going to change the way we do it just because we're going into a virtual meeting. Jonathan, did you want to comment on this?
Sure, Mary. I mean, just to try and nudge things on a little bit, I mean, I sense that you would like to have some volunteers, stroke contributors. I'm willing to, I know the CPH is obviously strongly interested in the DNS abuse topic, and will be running some webinars ahead of the ICANN 68, but would be active in contributing to the plenary session as well. And so to that extent, and to enable continuity perhaps with the ICANN 66 session, I'm willing to put myself forward as a potential sort of coordinator, co-organizer of the session. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. So the team will follow up with you and obviously with the chairs or people named from the other groups, and we will get going. And thank you, Graham, for your comment in the chat. So if we can look at the third session, as I mentioned and as you all know, this is a new topic and that came up in the last month or so and was agreed as a very timely and important topic. So since this came from a different process than what we've had in the past, internally some of us have been thinking about how this session could be planned and managed. And I might turn to David to explain it a little more, but here we are seeking your guidance as to how you think the session can best be planned and run. One possibility, and this is the one that we were sort of kicking around internally, is to have this as a discussion led by perhaps someone like Joran from org, Martin or somebody from the board, and of course, leaders and representatives from each of the SOs and ACs, and to have that as a discussion with those folks kicking it off, perhaps moderated as in previous sessions we've done when org has organized it by someone from our comms team. So that's just something that we came up with internally. Like I said, we're asking your guidance as to how you think this could best be done, and all we're offering is one possible suggestion. So while waiting for hands to hopefully fly up, David or Sally, do you have anything else you want to add?
Thanks, Mary. I'm sorry, I'm only here on the audio part of it. To that extent, you know, looking at how a board, org, and the community are handling their work in the pandemic crisis, that is, I think, would be an interesting sharing of experiences. I know some groups have had the discussions at a council level or other levels, or can report on some of the challenges, the moving to virtual, the reaching out to people, and the difficulties possibly. And I think that might be a roundtable, if you will, discussion, hearing how org is adjusting, the board's work is adjusting, and the SOACs in their managing of the policy and advice might be, again, a way to have a discussion as others talking to the topic and adding their own either personal or other views as we move to ever more virtual in our work. I'll stop there.
Okay, I see a hand up from Jonathan. Go ahead.
Thank you. Just it's Jonathan for the record. It's just Robinson. It's just a contribution on this topic. I mean, no particular concern with the format or structure as you suggested, but I think for me there's two components to this. One is how is the work, and we've discussed this a little. You know, how might meetings be impacted in general due to the current and the projected future situation in and around the pandemic and related points. And then because this is the policy forum, focusing in specifically on policy here, but I guess we need to be mindful that there's a bigger context. You know, it may impact elements of, for example, outreach and other dimensions to the work of ICANN. But I see from the way the topic is framed here that the focus will be on policy, and I think that's absolutely right. But it might be worth setting this in the context of some further work that may happen outside of this plenary session and outside of this meeting to be thinking about the broader work of ICANN. Thanks.
Thank you, Jonathan. And Wolf Ulrich, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks. Antonico Overly speaking. I was thinking about that. So in adding to what Jonathan just said, my feeling here is that the topic is more related not so much content related, let me say, in terms of policy and other things, rather than of methodology and kind of work and prioritization and these things. So that's what I understand from that topic. I would like to phrase that, you know, other entities, other companies outside ICANN. So I participated in at least two of those calls where other entities like ISPs and also other technical folks were thinking about the same thing, you know, what is the impact of COVID-19 to their work and how what does it mean and these things all. So the question here is one thing, could we also let participate someone from outside ICANN, you know, who has the same, is faced with the same problem, an association or a kind of entity or so. I don't have a specific one in mind, but it's just an idea. That's what I was thinking. And then on the other hand, so if I'm right, well, so that we are talking about not content-wise, but more about how to structure the work, how to do that, how to prioritize and these things. So that's what I wanted to know, if I'm right here. Thank you.
Tanzanika, you there?
I'm sorry, I'm speaking and not clicking hard enough to actually be off of mute. Thank you. Well, it sounds like we have a lot of input for these sessions, and Mary, I assume you'll be reaching out to the individuals to actually start getting people together to plan.
Yes, and thank you all for the ideas and suggestions. We certainly will get started as soon as we can.
Great. Are there any other comments or questions on this topic before we move on? Okay, then I think we can go ahead and go to the next slide. I did just want to recap a little bit about technical and language services. We do have two guides for participation in progress. One will be for English-only sessions and another for sessions with interpretation. We'll get these published before the prep sessions begin, so that should be sometime in the first week of June. And we'll definitely be sharing those with you as soon as they are available. And looking at the schedule, we currently have 39 sessions already submitted. I'm anticipating probably about 12 to 15 more, so we should end up right around 50, which is, I think, a good number for this meeting. And if we look at this, we've got it's good because I see a lot of no conflict places. So where GNSO seems to be starting early in the morning, GAC's not starting till after that. So from my perspective, I think this looks good. Obviously, we're going to have a much easier time avoiding conflicts in this type of a format. So I'm going to, I'll send these slides and this schedule out to you all right after the call. And be sure to look at it, because there's no reason we should have any issues with conflicts, I would think. So we should definitely pay attention and get those resolved if there is any. So Monday and Tuesday, we'll have that Block 4 plenary session block. The GAC is meeting all day. We haven't gotten the DNSSEC workshop forms in yet, but I'm anticipating that those are going to be in Block 2 and 3 on Monday. And if we go ahead to the next slide, just looking at Wednesday and Thursday, again, the GAC meeting all day, CCNSO having meetings in the morning and afternoon, and I'm sorry, I should have called out Tech Day, which was on Monday. And then Thursday, wrapping things up,
So I'd be happy to answer any questions or issues or even conflicts that you see already here. Anybody have any questions? Sebastian, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. I see and I understand why you are putting three main sessions, but I didn't recall that we totally closed the idea of having community leaders policy forum session on the fourth day with the same schedule as the other in blue, dark blue. But I have the impression that it could have been very useful, and I argue for that at the last meeting. It seems that it disappeared completely. Therefore, if somebody have taken the decision that it's not good, I am okay, but I want to be sure that we don't miss something here. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. I believe were you referring to a public forum?
Yes, but I didn't want to use this term because we discussed that it could be something a little bit different. But yes, I will repeat, a community-led public forum will be acceptable word, I think. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe on the last call, that's the third topic sort of evolved out of that. Are there any comments from anyone else on whether they think that covers it, whether they also want to see something separate on the schedule?
Tanzania, David, we were talking about, this was kind of a merging of two or three concepts the last time around, and that is why it looked to be in the format that we see it on, we're talking about the Thursday block schedule, correct? The plenary.
Correct.
Yeah. And then that would be a chance for the board, the org, and the SOAC leaders to talk about their work in general in this current environment and to exchange views and experiences as we are all confronted with this particular pandemic challenges. So I think that was the thought there. And as Jonathan Robinson mentioned, that you know we were looking to in the policy advice work since it is a policy forum, but it has larger implications of how we are working virtually, how is that going, some of the challenges with that, and I think that might be of general interest to all as we have to plan our programs and plan our work. And that, I think, was the general consensus last time.
Thanks, David. Sebastian, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't feel that it was a consensus, David, but that's okay. Once again, the definition of consensus seems to be different from one group to another. But at the end of the day, what I tried to argue last time is that we need to have a space where we will allow the participants, and particularly the participants from the region and the newcomer and all that type of people, to be able to talk and not to be in one topical meeting, but more open. It's why I still consider that something led by the leaders of our community and open to any topic. And I know we are in a policy forum, but we are in a virtual policy forum. That means that some part could also evolve, and I suggest that we put something like that at the fourth day where it's still available at the main time. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. I wonder, is this something that we could also address, especially in terms of newcomers and stuff, during some of the prep sessions? I don't know whether that's a great idea or not, David and Mary, but that's the first thing that comes to mind for me. Mary, go ahead.
Thanks, Tanzanika, and I guess you sort of read my mind. As David said at the beginning of the call, the schedule for the prep sessions is still coming together. The dates are set basically 8th or 9th of June to the 18th, and sometime in between that. So we may see some of the types of sessions that you might more typically see in a physical meeting move into prep sessions for various reasons, particularly if it's something for a newcomer, that it may be easier to do that as a prep so that they know what to expect at the meeting. I don't know yet what that final schedule will look like. We have different functions who are talking about what might make sense for them. And in respect of this particular schedule, it sort of goes hand in hand in that this schedule at the moment shows you the community requests that we've received. These are obviously the ones that are of primary importance and concern together with the plenaries. So we expect that there may be a few ICANN org sessions that could cover some of the suggestions that some of you have made, either within the ICANN 68 schedule or as part of the prep sessions. So as a point of information and background, I hope that's helpful. And we hope to have those details in the next iteration of this schedule and of the prep sessions.
Thanks, Mary. Sebastian, go ahead, please.
Okay, that's my last intervention. We don't talk about the same thing, but you want to have the last word. You will have it. But I still consider that we need to open this meeting during the week of the meeting to an open forum, and that's not answering to do something before for few people or after. It's not the same thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Are there any other comments or questions related to that topic? Okay, the last thing we have to look at here before any other business is just our production dates. As you can see, we are on the 14th here in yellow. Most of the forms are already in for the schedule, as you've seen, so that's really great. But the final deadline is the 18th. After that, I will send out a schedule for you all to look at. Again, to make sure there's no conflicts or changes, and we'll have a good week to do that. And then we will be getting ready to post the schedule by the 1st of June. If we're ready to post earlier, we may do that. So then we'll be ready to go and just focus on planning those sessions. So next, David, we can move to any other business.
Very good. I think Mary had a comment for any other business, and then others might. Mary?
I do, very brief and not a huge topic. It's just to follow up on an email that David sent to, I believe, this list about activities that your groups may be planning or thinking about, particularly if they have a regional focus. If you are thinking about that, we will really appreciate it if you can let me know so that we have that information that we can share and so that we have a good sense of who is planning what for a nice totality of ICANN 68. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Mary. If you could help me if there are any other hands on any other business?
No hands.
If not, we can give some time back to our busy colleagues and friends. And with that, any other closing comments? Tanzanika? Mary?
Nothing from me. Happy to give you all some time back, and thank you for jumping in and getting the schedule in. This has been well organized. Everything has flown in nice and smoothly, so I appreciate that. And as I said, we'll get you a copy of the current schedule today, and again, a copy early next week, as soon as the forums close, so you can see what the final schedule is looking like. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Tanzanika, and we'll also have the preparatory week program in at least its near final form, as people are getting to put that in, and the various other reports and documents that will help us successfully move forward for a virtual policy forum, the ICANN 68. With that, I want to thank everyone for their time and participation and inputs, and I wish everyone a good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you may be. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.